This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation making its way through the upper chamber.
The senator from Barton moves that.
Several hours were spent this week on Senate Bill 564, which would modify provisions relating to public utilities. Sponsor, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar, offered a new version of his proposal on Wednesday evening.
Relating to the Public Service Commission's authority to adjust an electrical corporation's rates due to the federal 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur contends the rate cap in the bill is not what it is advertised to be.
Rates are going to go up minimally 3%, and they can go up additional amounts for all those line items on your bill that have nothing to do with your usage.
By Thursday night, another new version of Senate Bill 564 would be offered and given first-round Missouri Senate approval. Another positive vote would send the measure to the Missouri House of Representatives.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order.
Tuesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 807 and 577, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to degree offerings at public institutions of higher education, something sponsor, Senator Jay Wassett of NXA, says is 2 years in the making.
Create something that made sense. Create something that everybody could agree with.
Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City believes the state is still not doing enough for land-grant colleges.
Clearly, in our appropriations process, we need to deal with. And I think we've tried to the last couple of years, done small things, you know, trying to get there.
Another yes vote would send Senate Bill 807 and 577 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
We will.
On Monday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee heard Senate Bill 710, a measure that would define the offense of driving with prohibited blood alcohol or drug content. Sponsor, Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis, says he believes current law to only cover alcohol.
We know that people on our roads driving under the influence of other drugs, whether methamphetamine, heroin, marijuana, fentanyl, or other illegal drugs.
During committee discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton told the sponsor he has seen this proposal before.
You know, not knowing whether this is headed to a perfection debate, some of the lessons from that related discussion last year may be relevant. Man, at first blush, obviously, I certainly share the concern.
Yeah. Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 710.
The Senate stand adjourned until 1600.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.